Congo, Congo, Congo.
Hey, recognize that voice? Well, if you guessed Angélique Kidjo of Benin, so far so good. But what about the song? I'll give you a hint. It's probably not one you'd expect to hear from the leading lady of Afropop music.
Take a look at these hands.
That's a Talking Heads classic, Born Under Punches, from the 1980 album Remain in Light. Hello, Georges Collinet with you on Afropop Worldwide from PRX. This edition, Women of the West. No, we're not talking Annie Oakley and Calamity Jane. We're talking Angélique Kidjo, Aida Samb, Fatoumata Diawara, and Elida Almeida. Four women helping to write a new distinctly feminine chapter in the history of West African music. We start with Angélique.
Don't you miss it, don't you miss it. Some young people just about missed it.
Angélique Kidjo does not play around. Each of her 13 albums is a work unto itself, with its own strong identity, each adding a new piece to her growing musical tapestry, and this one is no exception.
The hit goes on, and 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 the hit goes on, where the hand has been, and the hit goes on, and the hit goes on.
Angélique did not just cover a song by Talking Heads. She has created a re-Africanized version of the entire Remain in Light album, a landmark in the music once known as New Wave. But that was nearly 40 years ago. So we wondered, what would inspire the Queen of African Pop to revisit this album? And as always, with Angélique, well, the answer is both powerful and personal.
My first encounter with the Remain in Light album was when I moved to Paris in 1983. I was a music junkie because from the moment the communism regime arrived in Benin, there was no more music in radio, pretty much. It's just like propaganda music, day in, day out. And the radio that I grew up relying on to play new songs that come from all around the world becomes suddenly a mute one. And for somebody like me that always, I spend my days listening to music. I come back from school, the first thing I do is listen to music. And that even in your home, you couldn't do that anymore. You didn't have the right. Everybody have to talk about revolution, sing about revolution. You can listen to it, but you have to put a headphone on and then make sure nobody's seeing you listening to something. It has been very hard, I mean. American has never failed that. And you can't basically call your mom, your dad, your friend, your family. Everybody you see, you have to call them comrade. I'm like, whoa, this is something else. So when I arrive, I start really consuming music at a rapid pace.
Dominique has never forgotten the first time she heard this song, once in a lifetime.
I can listen to so much music. I don't care where it comes from. I don't care if you call it classic, hip hop, whatever you can. In music, I'm listening to it. So at a party, somebody played that song, and I'm like, this sounds African. I mean, I shouldn't have said anything. They're like, well, you know, you guys are not sophisticated enough to do this kind of music. It's everything Africa, nothing. I'm like, okay.
Are you getting the picture now? Well, this project runs deep for Angélique. It takes her back to that crucial moment when she left Benin and began her groundbreaking global journey. To look at her now, you wouldn't imagine that anything could faze this woman. But in the beginning, it was another story.
When I arrived in France, the first year has been the hardest one for me because my brother used to tell me, you're going to cry a lot, and then you're going to lose all the warmth that we have in Africa, greeting people, talking to people. People don't do that here. And you see it in newcomers. I mean, if you see any African person with a big smile, nice to everybody, I'm like, you have another year, and then they're going to be dead. And I have fought against that a lot because I didn't want to lose who I was. But you are forced by comment, by attitude, the way people perceive you and the way people don't want to deal with you, basically, because, first of all, they don't know anything about the culture. For them, Africa is just a place where we are all hanging out with monkeys in the trees, and we don't have intelligence, we can't make choices for ourselves. And that is the narrative that come out of slavery and colonization. And forward back to today, that song stays with me because the comment was really pretty rough on me. It's the same thing when I heard Voodoo Child. It was the same thing when I heard the Ravel Bolero. All those songs that have moments where I face human stupidity. It's just not crazy. I turn that always into music to bring knowledge and awareness on the fact that we are one.
Lost my ship, trying to act casual. Can't stop, I might end up in the hospital. Changing my shape, I feel like an accident. They're back to explain their experience. Isn't it weird?
That's a new take on Cross-Eyed and Painless. Angélique worked on a reimagined version of Remain in Light for about 3 years.
When we start to work on it, it was obvious that this album, I would have to listen to it differently because what I knew in the 80s was not the lyrics, it was the melody. And I really jump in it, I dive into it, and it was an interesting journey. For me, one song after the other was telling a story. It was not an album that you can just take the song and say, this is gonna do it. It was a tapestry. Perhaps because of the looping that was in there that remind me of the drums, the constant pattern of drums that induced us in joyful trance in Africa. I realized that they were listening to Fela, they were reading books about West African music. I mean, to the detail. And it is interesting for me to see young Americans interested in a culture that is far away and to not just copy it and get the inspiration and understand the power of that trance and work on it. So as I was listening from the first song to the second, to the third, to all of them, I was seeing it's like a thread that you are unfolding. And it's all the same color all the way through.
Angélique thought about the times when Remaining Light was created. The Reagan era, the war on drugs, the national conversation on homelessness. And in some cases, she added new words to comment on our own time. In one of the most radically transformed songs, Seen and Not Seen, Angélique introduces a traditional melody from Benin and shifts the lyrics to comment on the prevalent but dangerous practice of skin bleaching in Africa.
In magazines and in books, he thought that some of these faces might be right for him. And through the years, by keen and ideal facial structure fixed in his mind or somewhere in the back of his mind, that he might, by force of will, cause his face to approach those of his ideal. The change will be very subtle. It might take 10 years or so. Gradually, his face will change its shape. A more hooked nose, wider, thinner lips, beady eyes, a larger forehead. He imagined that this was an ability he shared with most other people. They had also molded their faces according to some ideal. Maybe they imagined that their new face would better suit their personality.
And then there is Houses in Motion, one of the most memorable tracks from Remaining Light.
Houses in Motion is the one where I felt that I have to speak. And what comes to my inspiration was the despair of people after the crisis of 2008. During that time, I toured a lot on the West Coast, and I had a friend that was living there. She lost her business after that. I mean, the whole thing, her apartment, everything just... And then she said, let me show you something, and drove me on the bridges. In San Francisco, you have kids that have to go use fountain to wash their face before they go to school. I'm like, even in Africa, it's not as hard. And there's no net to save people. We have a political system that only function for a fraction of people in this country, where the rest of the population in America have to fight to survive. So Houses in Motion is a dream that I have about somebody that you know that wake up without shoes, without home, without clothes, in the cold. Can I help? Can we talk about this? And she said to me, who is born to this world with his hand filled of gold? No one. We were born all naked to this world. We're going to live naked. We don't bring anything. And we know very well that the day we die, none of those will count. That's what I'm saying in Fon.
Fon Guiropo. Maruao. Maruhui. Marua Fokba. Lo Johon Fifame. Lo Hoche Meo. Ntuno Enanyo Guiropo. Ntuno Nudebu Suhugulomia. I'm
walking a
I'm walking a lie.
eso que no cupo. Why cambiero? Tú solo, joden a domo, ni oye allí. Ey, de bodo, me deje no le va a cuemea. Me vive en la cupo de cupo. Este es el sexy de mi caro de chichi de allí.
I'm walking around. I'm visiting houses in motion.
Moea.
I'm walking around. Just barely enough to be leaving. Get out of the way. This isn't the time. Not talking about. I'm turning around. Two different houses surround you, surround you. I'm walking along. Even in this hole.
Angélique Kidjo's remake of Talking Heads, Houses in Motion. And by the way, that's Afrobeat legend Tony Allen on the drums.
This guy ain't playing no drum. He's just having fun. He's so relaxed. I look at him, I'm like, I wish all the drummer can play like that.
Angélique created the rich arrangements on her Remaining Light with help from producer keyboardist Jeff Basker and the brass section from Brooklyn's own Afrobeat juggernaut Antibalas. For the song that started it all, Once in a Lifetime, Jeff was fascinated by the idea of call and response between percussion and singing.
And then he said, bring your percussion player. My percussion player is from Senegal, my guy. And then he said, we're going to do call and response. We're going to start this song with it. That's why you have, and you may find yourself. And then the call and response with percussion started. From that point on, every song has been built on the percussion.
And you may find yourself living in a shotgun shack. And you may find yourself in another part of the world. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go. And you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. Letting the days go by. Letting the days go by. Into the blue ocean. Once in a lifetime. And you may ask yourself, where does the highway go to? And you may ask yourself, am I right? Am I wrong? And you say to yourself, my God, what have I done? Letting the days go by. Letting the days go by. Into the blue again. Under the rocks and stones.
Tangi dingi 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 tangi tangi, so yelly yelly. Tangi dingi 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 tangi tangi, so yelly yelly. So yelly yelly. So yelly yelly. Tangi dingi 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 tangi tangi, so yelly yelly.
Seems like the world knows nothing at all. The world is near, but it's out of reach. Some people touch it, but it can hold on. She is moving to describe the world. She has messages for everyone. She is moving by remote control.
Ah, yes, The Great Curve from Angélique Kidjo's African remake of Talking Heads' 1980 album, Remain in Light. Out of something old, well, something new. And Angélique says that's a formula young African musicians might want to consider.
Because our culture is so rich, so how do we open to the world? Rock and roll is not something that African people consume. It has been like that for as long as I can recall. So for me, bringing rock and roll back with Afrobeat is a message I'm sending to the next generation, that every music out there, you can trace it back to your hometown, to your doorstep. And if you take it, do it with what you get. Turn the narrative in a different way. Don't just be consuming what comes from America. Take what comes from America and Africanize it. Take Beyoncé, take Kanye West, Taylor Swift, every single artist in this world, just bring it back to Africa and nail it with drums.
Get that, folks? Bring it back to Africa and nail it with drums. Of course, that's not the only formula for success. And that brings us to our next artist today. That's the voice of Aïda Samb, one of the greatest young singers in Senegal today.
Moi, je suis née dans une grande famille qu'on appelle famille Gaolo. Ce sont des griots tout couleur. Mon grand-père s'appelle Samba Djebré Samba. Il a fait beaucoup de choses pour la musique sénégalaise.
Aïda says she was born into a family of Gaolos. Those are two couleur griots from the region of Podor and Matam, 300 kilometers north of Dakar. Well, you may recall that Podor is the home of Baba Mal, and one of Aïda's first professional gigs was singing with our old friend Baba. But in the beginning, even her musical family did not encourage her. Well, a familiar story.
Oui, c'était pas du tout facile parce que mon père ne voulait pas que je fasse de la musique.
Aïda says her father was an educator, and he wanted her to go to school, not to become a professional singer. But, says Aïda, as a Gaolo, the music was in her life, in her blood. At 8 years old, she sang in programs promoting girls' education.
Chaque fois que je chantais, je pleurais.
Aïda says, every time I would sing, I would cry and cry and cry, with pleasure.
Music is my life.
Fortunately, Aïda's grandfather eventually recognized her unique talent and became her mentor. She moved to Dakar to attend the École des Beaux-Arts. And at 16, she joined Youssoundour's band, Super Étoile, as a backing singer. Aïda has toured the world with Youssou and learned a lot along the way. You may know that most of Senegal's big stars are men, and Aïda says that to this day, it is very hard to be a professional female singer in Senegal.
C'est pas facile d'être une chanteuse. Il faut juste avoir le courage et de persévérer. dans la famille, c'est différent.
For a woman to be a singer is not easy. You have to persevere, says Aida. It's one thing in the family setting, where everyone sings for pleasure, but to make videos and CDs and perform on stage, well, that's another story. But just the same, Aida released her first album, Saraba, in 2012, and was named Best New West African Artist of that year. Now in 2018, she's out with her second release, Woyalma, meaning Sing For Me. Let's hear a couple of tracks. First, a traditional song, much as the Gaulos might have performed in the courts of old, and then a song in the urban Dakar style that puts Senegal on the Afropop map, Mbala. Sound of Senegal with a song against witchcraft, especially when it's used in negative ways. These practices destroy people's life, sings Aida in a voice that's hard to ignore. Aida's new album Woyalma finds her reaching out in many directions, including an embrace of the new Afrobeats music that's taking over dance floors these days. Here she is, collaborating with Nigerian superstar Wizkid.
You got a nice shape figure, it. shit. God, girl, you make me feel shy. Say, girl, you make me feel shy. Oh, God. Baby, don't delay. Say, baby, girl, I swear. Say, you make me feel nice. Girl, say, you make me feel.
Say, poor for my man.
All right, Ida Sound and Wizkid. And as you can hear, Ida is keen to collaborate. In fact, when Afropop producer Banning Air interviewed her in a rehearsal studio in New York, she urged him to break out a guitar. Play what you like, said Ida. I'll just sing. And so she did.
So now!
Man, oh man, that's a voice we'll come back to. Ida Samb, accompanied by our own Banning Air. Coming up, two more women of the West. West Africa, that is. Fatoumata Diawara and Elida Almeida. Visit Afropop.org to read interviews with today's artists and subscribe to our Planet Afropop podcast. I'm Georges Collinet, and you're listening to Afropop Worldwide from PRX. Fatoumata Diawara, paying homage to the long-suffering women of northern Mali, using that region's signature takamba rhythm. It's been 7 years since Fatoumata burst on the scene with her debut album, Fatou. If it's taken a long time to follow up with the second album, Fatou says, that's just the way she likes it.
You know, album for me, it's like exposing myself, telling about my story, my opinion as a woman, as a child from Africa. It's like a conversation between me and my audience. And for this, you should take a time. I do everything. I compose and I write my own things. You know, when I'm selecting the songs and melodies, the album will be forever. And it should be something great, like the best friend of your audience. You know, when they're listening to it, I just want them to feel good. And for that, I should be feeling no label pressure, no doing because people told me to do it. I do my music because I'm ready to share something with my audience.
Of course, Fatoumata has been busy in the meantime, including collaborations with Herbie Hancock, Bobby Womack, Damon Albarn, Roberto Fonseca, and others. But writing songs for our own albums is something else. Fatoumata says her deepest inspiration comes from sadness.
You know, the best way for me to cry is to write music. It's kind of blues to me. I represent this generation in Africa who doesn't want to complain, you know. We want to stop complaining. We don't want people to see us as a pitiful people, you know. We're starting to be responsible. This generation want to fight to change the images of Africa. So when I'm sad, I like to write a song. That's why music is important in Africa. It lets us express ourselves in the positive way.
Let's hear the title track from Fatoumata's gorgeous new album, Fenfo. Mali's Fatoumata Diawara from her album, Fenfo.
Fenfo means I have a lot to say. I didn't start yet. I have all my life to tell about. And I just have to open a small door and I can make a song with it. To save other children, to save other women in a very bad situation when you can't fly, when you're still a slave. And I have these images when you see a bird that, you know, has the wings like this, folded. Tu dois le défaire, voilà. I would like every wing to fly. I'm a person who didn't grow up with her. I can say maybe it was love, I don't know. But I've been adopted with my aunt for 10 or 11 years now, beating me until I run away. I supposed to get married to my cousin, you know, and I says no. I've been fighting for every single time of my life. Grown people didn't understand me because quickly I knew what I wanted and they were always judging me. Then you don't feel your place in the world, you know. You can go crazy with that, you know, in your child. You're not living with your mom, you don't have love from your parents, and everybody's looking at you and judging you. So you can't learn how to be yourself. One of the first things that I've been keeping until now is to be myself. It's like a newborn when I started to make a dreadlocks, you know, when I started to make my own music and everything, I can say I was born again.
We asked Fatoumata about the song she chose to lead off her new album. It's called Nterini.
Nterini is about migration. For 5 years, you know, we've been seeing young generation, many travel on the desert and on the sea, Mediterranean scene. This image was a lot in Europe every day. Yeah. And I was starting to feel very bad because, okay, I'm fighting as a Fatoumata to tell about this new Africa starting to be themselves. And when you see the image itself telling that all this young generation on the sea, Africa, it seems like Africa is finished. It's like at the end. Or it's not the truth, you know. We got a lot of big, big hope in this continent. Many beautiful things happening there. So Nterini, so I started to say, okay, for people who doesn't know Africa, it's to me, through my music, to tell them where those young people comes from. You know, before they become immigrants, they took a coffee in the morning. They have a mom, father, brother, sister, love story. You know, they are totally normal like you and me. Their story doesn't start from the sea or the desert. They are human first. Nkanu tara yorojana are maso sima. Njarabi tara yorojana are maso sima. Nderini, nderini ngabe disa.
Wow, Fatoumata Diawara with Ouyanye, a song about following your destiny. Fatou told us that her own difficult experiences have inspired her songs. She also sings about the problems confronting Mali, her country. But at the same time, she wants to be an artist with a message for the whole world.
I can see now my audience is not only Malian people, you know, it comes from all over the world, you know, because my lyrics concern all women. It doesn't matter where you're from. And this is great. It's a good connection for the world. Because of social media, we'll be talking about how to change with this new generation. I don't need to be close to them physically. Today we have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those. So we can be in touch very easily to be unified because we need a unity in Africa. So we'll be talking about many, many subjects like arranged marriage, children education, peace, love, fight for peace, of stop complaining, stand up and make things happen by yourself. Don't wait for people to save you. They will help, but they can't do everything. You know, you should be part of the fighting.
Fatou knows that she faces a special challenge. She wants to tell her story, even when it's hard. And she wants to raise awareness about the problems she sees in her country and the world. But she also wants to inspire young listeners with hope and optimism. The solution, she says, lies in the melody.
It's not easy. The aim should be music. Music must be the first thing. Then the lyrics comes after. When I write music, I want the children to listen to me. And for this, I need to be very sweet in my melody. I don't want them to pay attention to what I'm telling about violence, women's rights, and this. It's very delicate. I take time to write a song because of this. Because I want first, in the beginning, people to feel how much I love them through my melodies.
And speaking of sweet melodies, check out the album's most celebratory song, Nege Nege.
Nege Nege, yes, this Afrobeat sound. This song, it's a sweetness, inviting my audience to enjoy life in a simple way. Just let you go, sister, let you go, brother. Come to me, come, we're gonna dance, we're gonna move together. And it was like a memory of a Fela Kuti. This strong music, you know, Afrobeat music. It's like an heritage.
Can you get it? Station flabun ku sana mo e bomina ngo study bona chada ei e bomina Station flabun ku sana mo e bomina ngo study bona chada.
We move from Mali to the beautiful Cape Verde Islands off the coast of Senegal, and to the country's 25-year-old rising star, Elida Almeida. Elida grew up in the countryside, but thanks to radio, she had a rich musical education.
I grew up with the music from my country, from Africa, from the Europe. I listened a lot to the Scorpions, for example, and a lot of singers from the world. So we didn't have TV, we didn't have computer or phone. The only thing that we could do was improvise. And we sit in the end of the day, every children, and we start to play batuku. It's very easy to play. It doesn't need an instrument to play. So we just like that, and we sing about everything that we saw.
This means Elida was a composer from the word go. And today she's one of Cape Verde's busiest composers. The song we're hearing, Nkreu, is one of just two she did not write on her latest album, Quebrada. This is Elida's third album, but if you check out new releases from the top Cape Verdean singers, you'll find her compositions there as well.
It's a good thing when artists that you admire your entire life, they come to you and I would like to sing a song of you. So I have artists like Lura. It was my inspiration. I grew up listening to Lura, and it was my dream to meet her. And I arrived one day and she said, I would like to make a duo with you in your song. And it was so fast. So when the people like Lucibella, like Lura, like Susanie and the others recorded my song, wow, it's a good thing, because now I can tell to the world what I think about something, and I can talk for the other people too. It's like I see what they want to say. I think that's why the people like Lucibella, Lura, they identify, because it's our life, it's the society, it's what happens every day with everyone, you know?
Quebrada is the name of the village where Elida's grandmother lives, a place of inspiration. And that inspiration comes through in Elida's song, Sapatinha.
Yeah, it's the song that gives a name on this album. Because in Sapatinha, I talked the time that I live there, the time that I never come back. It was really nice to grow up with the good food. I don't know if you know cachupa. It's our traditional food. It's so strong. It's with the corn and vegetables and meat. I say in this song that was a good time that I grew up not with alarm from cell phone, but with the song of animals. And in the end of the day, everybody sit to wait to grandfather to tell a story to us.
Lembra canto, quebra jujuntinha, sustento, de pega um boca estando, aguentando tudo jornada. Tem saudade, cantar de galo, tá acordando, na compasso de serenata, de jota com passarinho. Te lembra canto, quebra jujuntinha. Me pega um boca estando, aguentam tudo jornada. Na cama de sol, hora que galo de areca, que grilo de ronca, sapo da começa a bufar. Na cama de sol, hora que galo de areca, que grilo.
That's all the time we have today for these women of the West, these beautiful women of the West. But find out more about all of them and so many more on afropop.org. And be sure to subscribe to our podcast, including radio programs and our Planet Afropop series. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at AfropopWW. Funding for Afropop Worldwide comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes a great nation deserves great art, and from PRX affiliate stations around the U.S. And thank you for supporting your public radio station. Set your sights on Camp Afropop, 3 days of musical magic featuring Natu Kamara, Bakiti Kumalo, Pedrito Martinez, Yakuba Sisoko, Samba Mapangala, and Jake Blunt. Join me and the Afropop team for interactive workshops, jam sessions, and late-night dance parties at the 100-acre Full Moon Resort in the Catskill Hills, May 28 to the 31st, 2024. Visit campafropop.org for details. That's campafropop.org. My Afropop partner is Sean Barlow. Sean produces our program for World Music Productions. Research and production for this program by Banning Air. This program was mixed at Studio 44 in Brooklyn, New York by Michael Jones. Additional engineering by Mike Kaplan and Stephanie Lebeau. Banning Air and Savion Biggs edit our website, afropop.org. Our director of development is Mukwe Wabeisi Yolwe. Our director of new media is Savion Biggs. And I'm Georges Collinet.
PRX.